The idea of somehow regulating or even banning stock trading on the part of members of Congress is gaining traction among members of Congress after they got some pressure from constituents. Our Rick Newman has been following all this. And Rick, the question now is, how do you do it, right? What does this regulation look like? Do you ban it entirely? Do you just put curbs on it? And you've got some ideas.
Right. There are a couple different ways of thinking about it. The most popular way, if you can say popular, is to put all these investments into blind trusts that would be managed by an outside person. So the member of Congress, and this would probably apply to staffers as well, would never know what trades are happening. And I think there are some legitimate problems with that. Nancy Pelosi, to my mind, does have a point when she says it's a free market economy and members of Congress ought to be able to participate in that free market economy. So another way you could approach this is to ban the trading of individual company stocks, but allow members of Congress to trade ETFs and mutual funds. So they'd be able to basically take part in market action, make bets on what's going to go up and what's going to go down, but it would not be company by company. So I don't think that's a perfect solution, but I don't think there is any perfect solution. And if you sort of take away the ability to make bets on individual companies, that would eliminate a lot of the concern here. And the concern is that members of Congress know things about regulatory matters or policy changes that might affect individual companies and let them turn a profit on that insider information. And we have seen some examples of that. So if you limit it to funds, at least you're taking away the ability to play on what you know about any given company.
Rick, you know, as I said, this is sort of gaining some traction, right? Pelosi has expressed some support for doing something like this. Chuck Schumer has as well. But what's the timeline? Is this actually happening in the short term?
Well, the timeline is we have an election coming up in November, and Americans, as usual, are disgusted with Congress. That's what's driving this, without a doubt. So both parties are now trying to cash in on voter disgust with elected officials and try to get something done by the November election so that they can be the party that says, look, we're cleaning up government. Please reward us when you vote in November. I think if nothing happens by the time of the midterms, I think this is going to go away until perhaps the next election cycle coming in 2024 when we could see it again. So as much as anybody might want to think that these members of Congress really have the public interest at heart, this is just about politics and trying to burnish your image before voters go to the polls to decide on your fate.